How many days do you have left? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman. That's a very sobering, somewhat unsettling question, isn't it? We don't like to think about the fact that our days here on this earth are numbered. Oh, we all know the number behind us, how many days we've lived already, but thinking about how many are left, that's just not something we like to think about too often. In fact, most of us live as though our days are without number. If confronted, we'd all admit that our days are numbered, but our actions and our lifestyles often reveal a lack of attention to that fact. In Psalm 39, David wrote, "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life." And in Psalm 90, Moses prayed, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." These men of God were not asking for a gift of prophecy, but rather for a change in perspective. They understood that living in the knowledge of how fleeting life is becomes a life-changing attitude, and they recognized that this attitude does not come naturally to anyone. So they prayed for the ability to number their days. I would suggest that all of us need to pray this pretty often. "Lord, teach me to number my days correctly." You see, how you number your days has everything to do with how you live your life. Let me try to illustrate this. Let's say that today you learned that a coworker has been given a promotion that you really deserve. That is hurtful, and your natural reaction is anger, retribution, self-defense. You feel as though your life has been ruined. But suppose you knew you only had 5 more weeks here on this earth. Would that loss of promotion have much, if any, effect on you? I doubt it. Because since your days are few, a lost promotion isn't really important, is it? That's what David and Moses meant when they prayed, "Let me know how fleeting is my life." You see, they knew that this was an attitude that had to come from God, because it's not a natural human tendency to number our days aright. Moses prayed, "Teach me to number my days aright." And we need to sign up for that course as well. It's an attitude that has to be learned and imposed into our lives. But when we learn this lesson, we gain a heart of wisdom. Our everyday lives are greatly affected for the good when we truly can number our days correctly. This week, I want to talk about how to do that. It's a life-changing principle. I hope you'll be with me each day. Remember that all of my devotionals are available at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.